pain.
It's like my dreams out of reach. This pain and all this grief. If you see God and you have to speak, tell him it's crazy in these streets. Feel my pain and you're so deep.
Yo, I'm Pastor Phil. Welcome to Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets with my great co-host, Pastor Jay and Ruck Boy on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM.
Yo, what's going on? You are here. That's right. Sunday, 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets. Man, you got the right channel, channel 140, Sirius XM, Holy Culture Radio. You've been listening to us. You've been traveling with us. You've been going through all the different shows. And we really appreciate that, man. Keep hanging in there with us. But the one thing you haven't done is you haven't found us on Instagram. Holla at us on Instagram. And we need you to follow us. We got some unique things we're doing in 2024. We're talking about more in 24. We're talking about coming through the door in 44. You know what I'm saying? All the oars and everything rhyming. You know what I mean? We're trying to make it. Come in the door waving. Ah, we're coming in. 24, man. We really want to connect with you because we got some unique things that are coming up. We have and want to change our intro, the music to our intro. So we got a little challenge we're gonna send out there if you can get a song ready for that. But man, today we got some great brothers on the show, man. And they both from Chicago.
Pew, 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 pew.
We got some great MCs, man, that are good friends, love the Lord, serving in ministry. They rhyme as their gift as well, but they rhyme, meaning pattern of ministry, come from a deeper place and their conviction of who they are in the faith. And they cannot not engage in this gift. They bless so many people and impacted so many lives through that, as well as their ministry at the local church, man. And so we're going to talk about our elements, right? The church, we're going to talk about the streets, we're going to talk about hip-hop with these great artists thinking theologically about that. In the meantime, before we get to these cats, we got some other young brothers in the studio with us. What's up? What's up, fellas? What's up? How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing?
Yo, look, man, Phil, it's Pastor Jay, y'all, but I got to do this. Phil, every week, says y'all follow us on Instagram and never gives you our Instagram handle.
It's Church on the Block. Just go Church on the Block.
It's not just Church on the Block, Phil. It's church_on the block, all one word, church. _on the block, all one word, right? So follow us there. We want to see our numbers go up, but also of all, we want to connect with y'all. All right, man, it's Pastor Jay. And you know who else on here. Come on, tell them who you are.
Tell them who you are.
Yo, yo, what's up, man? This is Daryl from Chicago, Christian hip-hop artist. Been a part of what Phil has been doing for many years. Been an MC for many years. And I love the Lord. I've been saved for many years, and I've been writing rhymes to express that for many years. And yeah, man, I love the Lord. I want to see young souls and old souls alike come to Jesus, come to serve, and come to love him.
That's what's up. Amen. Amen. Daryl from Chicago. Thank you. What's up, man? What's your name, bro?
What's good, man? It's three. And hey, yo, I just followed y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hit that follow button.
Woo! Yeah,
116 followers. Yeah, I'm 16 now. Oh, man, Chicago native, youngest of three, South Side, South Shore community. And, man, I just been walking with the Lord for since 2007. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord has kept me. And I started walking, then I probably fell, started crawling. The Lord was still with me. He got me back up, walking again. You know what I'm saying? Just going through that walk with the Lord, man. And it's been a blessing just growing and just seeing what he's done in my life. It's a blessing. So, yeah, still doing what I do through hip hop, serving at the church as a youth director in Woodlawn. And, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all having me on again. I think this is the second time around.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know we got to make it a third time. That's when it really count. You know what I'm saying? We hit that.
All right. Exactly. Okay. That's true. We got DJ Ruckus, man. He's like the ghost in the Matrix, man. He around it somewhere, man. He around it up somewhere.
How we got a producer who can't even get it right?
You're right. What's your what I'm talking about? He gonna pop in this second, man. He gonna pop in this second, man. That's why we call him Ruckus, because he calls in a ruckus. A
lot of ruckus.
He a ruckus by himself. He can be by himself and be in a ruckus. Like, but man, we are on a dialogue today with artists. Pastor Jason, artist, and Daryl and three, about these topics that we are always emphasizing and challenging and thinking differently of trying to flip them upside down, but through the lens cap of MCs and hip hop, bringing up and then the longevity of ministry that you both and everyone has been at, looking at the church in a funky way, looking at the streets in a funky way, looking at hip hop in a funky way, man. So. In your perspective, man, as artists, you know, we're going to have some music by y'all throughout the show at different times. And then, you know, maybe get a little touch of some, you know, just right now in the show. But as an artist, when you think of the church, right, and you think of your own journey as a follower of Christ in the church, what comes up for you by way of what pains you, you know, as an artist in that context and what is encouraging to you, you know, about the church as an artist from that perspective?
For me, what was right away, like immediate encouragement, was just the affirmation that I received, you know, from my leaders back in the day when I first came to the Lord. I kind of put the gift to the side, like, man, I don't know what to do with this gift. The Lord don't want this. And I was just affirmed, even though I didn't come in and went right to writing for the Lord. I kind of went through a process of like dropping the profanity and then just talking positive and then just sitting down like, yo, I really ain't got nothing to say because I don't know him. And so I just was discipled and didn't have a desire to even do music anymore. And I shared that with those who knew me. And it was like, yo, you crazy. Like, you can do this for the Lord. Like, look, let me show you in the Bible where it say, like, the gifts and the callings of God come without repentance. Like, bro, they're irrevocable. You won't take them from, you can do this. Like, all right. So I just start writing. And then I wrote a whole project, never put it out, called Crossover. You know, everybody first project or song is Crossover. Coming from, like, secular to sacred. Like, you got to talk about Crossover. But yeah, man, my leaders just kind of blessed me, undergirded me with prayer and sent me out, you know what I'm saying? And so for me, the encouragement came from having people that affirmed the gift, and knew that I had people praying for me. Right. So while I was out, you know, performing or ministering, I felt covered. I felt the prayers. I felt people with me, you know what I'm saying? And so, and the Lord was with me. So, I think what pained me is seeing like brothers come from the streets or come from secular music and right away their platform. You know what I'm saying? So not for the sake of like, oh, they don't deserve that, but it's just a bad setup for them. You know what I'm saying?
Like what you mean?
So what I mean is, you may have a let's just say hypothetically, Lil Wayne gives his life to the Lord, right? And we want to hear an album from Lil Wayne now, right away. And it's like, nah, let Lil Wayne chill and get to know the Lord and just sit and be discipled. And you know what I'm saying? But instead, what we've seen is because of their notoriety, we allow them to make that crossover right to the stage from secular music. Just because they got a name. And that what pained me most, not that again, that they don't deserve it, but it's like the character is not there yet. You know what I'm saying? Like what they rapping about is not lined up with the word yet. They don't have the full understanding of what they even believe. And so they just, but I mean, there's positives and negatives to it, but yeah, I've just seen a lot of brothers get hurt that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real talk. Girl?
I guess what pained me most, what I got saved, I actually wanted to start doing hip hop for the Lord almost right away. I guess the part that pained me the most was so much hate that I got from the church.
Wow.
It was like, bro, it was unbelievable. It was like, oh, that's of the devil. You know, you can't be doing that up in here. And it was such a faux pas. It was such a taboo thing to do inside the church. And I just wanted to, you know, because of my influences at the time was very Chicago centered. And so it was like, man, why can't I do this for the Lord? Like, I've been writing for so long and I don't want to be like these guys. I'm saved. I don't want to rap about all the things that they're rapping about. There's, you know, I'm saved now. How can I make this transition? Like Three said, you know, the crossover, you know? And so it was like, how can I make this transition? And it was so hard for me to do that in a space where I felt like I didn't have any support. And so you know, I would listen to, you know, the popular artists at the time. And it really got spirit like discouraged. And I really felt like that was the Holy Spirit telling me not to be discouraged by the things that I was going through at the time. Like, man, look, you're going through this, but you're doing this unto the Lord. You know, somebody is shunning you. Like, I remember one time somebody had invited me out to their church to do a performance. And it just so happens that, you know, I got up, I did my thing, you know, people clapping, the youth gave their life to the Lord. It was like, man, it was off the hook. The pastor gets up. He like, all right, y'all settle down. I respect this young man for doing this thing, but you know, this is not godly. This is all this kind of stuff. And I sat there and was just, and I sat there and the brother that I was with, he left, but I sat there and I listened to him because out of respect, I was like, man, I'm gonna hear this brother out. I'm gonna see what he got to say. And I'm gonna talk to him afterwards. That was my heart. It was like, man, look. And so after he came bashing me and everything was over with, he wound up coming back and I stood up to leave. He came back and you know what? He came back to me and was like, I respect you. I respect you because you actually stayed. Even though I was talking about you, even though all this stuff was going on, you stayed to hear what I had to say. And he was like, man, I really respect you for that.
Wow.
And I was like, what is your hip-hop it, Christian hip-hop, like you hear me rhyming about, ooh, like, man, I just feel like it's so worldly. And I was like, it's really, you know, poetry that's in a rhythmic format. And I was like, and so anyways, but that was what would pay me at first.
Yeah.
The thing that encouraged me the most, I would say probably also the church. Because not that church. But it was the capital C church, the body of believers,
yeah.
That saw what my heart was at, and the people that saw youth getting saved from it, and that saw lives being changed, and that saw how hip hop and how it changes lives, and how the culture really is not something that should be left divided. You know, it is separate, but it's not divided in that, because you can have one, but you can't have all of them without hip hop. You can have something that's separated, but it's definitely not divided. But the body, again, the capital C church, right? Embraced me, loved me, got discipled, you know, and just found myself in a place where God was really using me. And I wanted that. I wanted to keep that same type of facet, that how the Lord was using me.
Yo, this Church on the Block, man. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Holy Coach Radio, Channel 140. Hold on for a minute.
my pain is just so deep that make it hard. Tell them it's crazy in these streets. If you see God, you have.
We are back. Welcome back. We're right here back on the show, man, kicking it off. Got some great artists with us right from Chicago. A lot of tenure of folks rhyming, doing ministry. And we're just probing through our topics. You know, we're talking about Church on the Block, hip-hop, and the church in the streets. And we talked about the church and looking at all this from an artist perspective and looking at it from that legacy of ministry. And so now we're talking about the streets. You know, when you look at the streets from an artist perspective, right? At one point, when you look at hip-hop, Muggs was NWA, you know, from that context. Muggs was, you know, a ghetto boy. Then you had, on a Christian level, you had OGG, you had T-Bone, you know, you had some other cats up in there. I mean, I can't think of the other cats that was in there. There was Everyday Death Sentence, a group, Rum Brothers. So there was sort of a gangster kind of match in some regards, right? There was something in their heart wherever they came, out of where they came from that they ministered to. Now you got a different style of cats rapping. You know, Juice WRLD was just, I was talking to one of the young guys when the Juice WRLD concert, and Polo G showed up at the end, right? And he kicked the whole kind of, it turned up. And then, but so does the streets, in the context of what's happening on the streets, and some and people's background or passion to minister on the streets, has that affected your style of ministry and rhyming to awaken cats with on the streets or people who are lured by that lifestyle?
I'll start, man. I'll definitely say that absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt. I think that when you're talking about hip hop as a whole, with it being a culture within itself, you need the element of the streets. You need the element of what's going on around us, the things that's happening, because initially hip hop was about something, right? It wasn't just I would say it like this. Hip hop was about something of concern. It was about something that was topical of that day. And so it wasn't just about being catchy, or it wasn't just about, you know, stimulating somebody's, you know, thought process, or rather their tickling their ear. It was about stimulating their thought process. So for me, I would have to say 100% the way that I grew up listening to Pac or listening to A Ball and MJG, right? Listening to these guys in the South, even though I am from Chicago, I grew up listening to Twista, Crucial Conflict. I grew up to listening to these guys. So that was really like the style of rapping that I adopted. And I made my own type of style, right, from that. But that's what I gravitated toward. And that's what I found what was that caught my heart in rapping and in hip hop. But of course the streets influenced that,
right?
Because the people that, or the demographic, if you will, that's, if you know, that they're like, hey, this sounds good to me. So yes, but the things that were happening in the streets, it wasn't righteous, right? It wasn't holy. You know, the things that I grew up around, it was like, I know Brother Three say he, you know, Woodlawn, I know you're in the South Side, bro. And it's like, when I was on the West Side, I was in Humboldt Park. And so it was like, I'm sure it was on the South Side too. It was a lot of things that kids that was my age at the time shouldn't have seen, shouldn't have been around, shouldn't have, you know, had to go through and stuff like that. And so those kinds of things also integrate into what hip hop is. It's the good, it's the bad, it's the pretty, it's the ugly. It's all of that stuff kind of in between that makes hip hop what it is. Now, when we introduce Christ into that, it's like, well, now how do you introduce that into the streets? Well, I'll say this, that I think that as a believer and as a hip hop artist, we have to be in the streets. I think that we have to be, whether it's with a microphone and a stage, whether it's open air preaching, whether it's just talking to a brother at the bus stop, right? It's like we have to be all things to all men, like Paul said. as a believer. Now the same people that I would have listened to back then, I'll preach to that person now. Like, I wish I could reach Twista and tell him that Jesus loves him and go and bring that brother to church. I wish I could go and talk to these other brothers that grew up around, make sure that they hear the gospel. And so that's kind of the thing that I would say it's very impactful, and it still is. It's still impactful to, it impacts my art now even. I mean, I use the word of God to mainly impact the lyrics, and I use the Bible to as a storyboard almost for me to write, to make projects. But the things that's happening in the streets, bro, I got to talk about it. I got to be able to talk about
it. Do you think, and either one of you guys, three or Jay too, like is Christian hip hop hard enough in such a way as the gospel is hard, but to awaken cats to hear? I mean, or does it need to be, you know, grimier in such a way? Like,
gritty.
You know, what is it that's going to shake that up? I'm just asking, sort of rhetorical, but yet sort of questioning in that space.
Yeah. Now I think, I mean, what we know, right? Art imitates life. So when we look at it from that way, I think it's the individual, the heart behind the music, right? That kind of brings that feeling that's authentic, you know, like me having a street background. A lot of people will hear my music and have heard it from the streets and be like, yo, I didn't even know you was a Christian artist, bro. Like, this is just hard. And now when they start to listen, like, bro, you ain't cursed once. And they'll go over just embellishing. You the greatest. You ain't never cursed. That's crazy. But it's like, as they listening to the message, it's like, yo, like, that really pulled me in. And I come from, like, in Chicago, like, I'm just, my upbringing, music, The Lox, Big L, and, you know, like Daryl said, Twista, and all, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm a storyteller at heart. And so I'm telling the stories, my stories that's relatable to those who's gone through it. Like, we all mostly have grown up fatherless, right? Most of us have gone through something that has brought us to our knees in tears, but the difference is now it's a solution, you know? So I think some people gravitate to the beats. Others gravitate to the words. Some need both, but just to end it where I started it, I think it's the heart of the person behind the mic. Like, what's real about them, that's what bleeds through. And you really can't hide that no matter what beat you on, no matter, like, you just connect with authenticity. And you know, like, yo, that brother went through something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, three. Like, I think as I even heard Phil's question, like, that was the number one thing that was coming to my mind. Cause I want to, you said it in a much better way that I didn't want to sound preachy, but, like, you know, like, I don't know if you need to say stuff like the music needs to be grimier or harder or anything like that. I just think that we need to be authentic. Like, and to me, I'll tell y'all, and this might open a can of worms, to me, that's the biggest issue with Christian MCs, right, to me,
right,
is we follow trends rather than just being authentically who we are. And, you know, like, one of the things that I don't want to do, like, I'm not 20. Like, I don't have the same concerns as a 20-year-old. The gospel has set me free. I love the Lord. But I'm a father of a 20-year-old. You know what I'm saying? I'm a pastor of a church. I'm trying to understand, like my the things I would rhyme about now are completely different than what I would have rhymed about 20 years ago. And sometimes I feel like that's my issue with in the Christian realm. I can't do nothing about secular cats. They're trying to stay relevant. I get it, all that good stuff. But I feel like us over here, we ought to just be authentic to who we are and where we are. And what comes from the heart will go to the heart.
Yeah,
I think that's the way I feel.
I think some cats are chasing what the industry has already gotten, right? And that's just that fame. And so you look, they looking for that hit record. They looking for that catchy hook and all, and they're missing the, like, I feel like I told somebody like, bro, when you got the opportunity to have someone ear to hear you, and like, what are you going to say? Like, what are you going to tell them? And that's what it is when someone hit play on your music and start streaming you, like, you're introducing them to your world, like who you are. And everything that's surrounding you, from God, the streets, and everything else, that's going to be a part of it. But what are you telling them? Is it just something catchy for the moment, trend that's going to pass? Or can I listen to this today, January 31st, 2024, and then pick it up January 31st, 2034 and still feel the same about it? Or will it die? Like, people are not making timeless music. And I think the only way you get timeless music is when you are authentic, giving it from the heart.
Right. I mean, when you look at, you know, the streets change. Things are different from the street. You know what I mean? Right. Mugs are not making as much money as they were on the street. Now mugs get paid to be shooters. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Cracking cars. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the culture, even that dynamic changed. Even cats who rhyme hard about the streets are changing about rhyming hard about the street. You know what I'm saying?
They singing hard about the street.
Yeah, so it's a lot of drinks out there. A lot of Drake got a lot of kids.
There's a lot of cats now coming clean about how they was rapping about the streets, but was faking.
Yeah,
that's bad. Yeah, because they was getting that check to sell that poison.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why I appreciate what D1 is doing. We can circle back around that later. But being able to be bold about what our witness is, yet speaking the truth in love, and yet doing something about it. But I think you're right. I mean, what come from the heart, connect with the heart, right? Real, recognize real. And yet what you've experienced on the block, you can be real about it and talk about it in such a way where if somebody knows, man, he knows where I'm coming from. She understands where I've been. Even if it ain't to the extreme, you will know what it might be to be broke, to have more month than money, you know, to have a struggle on a job, to not feel like life means anything, even though you're in the church and you following God. Rhyming about real hurt, real pain, real struggle that way, man. I think, Pastor Jay, you know, you said the other day when they was asking Andre 3000 about rhyming or some show, he said, I'm older now. What y'all want me to rhyme about? Prostate?
prostate exam? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I'm going to rhyme.
Yeah.
Right? That's what people my age to be talking about.
Right.
Black men dying at rates twice the rate of any other population. Our life expectancy is 20 years shorter. Like, yes, be rapping about that. That's what I'm saying. But like, yeah, our mindset, like, that's not relevant. Right. Or that's, I'm like, yo, it is relevant to your fan base. I'm your fan base.
Right. Me, you know. You could rhyme about it in a story format. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And cats, just like hip hop is in that spot. But like having to, I only mentioned that, like we talk about Church on the Block, we're talking about hip hop, the church and the streets. And looking at the streets, sometimes the church won't let a new genre or quote unquote new genre of whatever it might be relevant because of whatever thing is trying to keep them in. Right. And then the genre is not trying to go too far to be diluted, and now I'm caught up in that spot. But the underlying piece has been that authentic space, man. And there's not enough music out there that's even just rhyming about the struggle to be faithful. You know, the struggle to stay in there, and the struggle to want to leave and not deal with this tension in that space, like. Like for folks to hear that, right, and to know that there's some hope in the midst of that, in the midst of that spot, man. So I continue to applaud y'all, man, for for doing it. I know my first album as a new kind of rapper, man, is that's what we was on. We was out there like that. We was out there hard.
You trying to get all of us to get up off this camera.
All of you by yourself. He keeps talking like that and we out of here.
All of our listeners out there. All of our listeners out there. Phil is the king of new kind of rapper. None of his mess rhymes.
Yes.
All right. So don't fall for the okie doke.
He's going to.
I done heard him try real hard not to rhyme.
He can Google me, Joe. You can Google me. You're fine.
Man. So.
That's hilarious.
So we want to hear something from y'all, man. And in light of the top, you know, so we've been talking about, what song would y'all, it's all about, you know, we're going to play some of your music, man, but what song would be right that you would want to have rocking with us here on the show that would talk about the streets or be that authentic space and challenge believers in that space? What song?
I have a song called Go. And it is about doing just that, but making disciples, what Jesus did. Jesus hit the streets. Jesus made disciples. Jesus wasn't afraid to be, you know, what he needed to be to get his point across.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like it's less of a storyline and more of just points in which we ought to hit the streets.
Did you rock that at the house? Like this past summer or something like that, or
I did.
Yeah, I remember that. All right, cool.
So left an impression on.
Yeah, it did. He remember that one. Yeah. I remember that one. So, all right, three. What you thinking? Because we're gonna play this stuff after the next cut. But what you thinking about dropping? You gonna drop a song? You gonna drop a verse? What you gonna do?
You gonna sing
first? I spit a verse. I will not sing. We just talked about Drake, Lil Baby. I'm not one of them. But no,
keep it hip hop. It's good.
Yeah, I will send y'all a record, man. That's dropping February 9th, called "I Don't Care," featuring Mouthpiece. But right now,
that's what's up. Okay.
Yeah, but right now I just spit something. This is a
bet. All right,
This is the intro.
Hold on. Don't do that, because we got to give them something to come back for, man.
Okay.
Don't give it all to them,
man. Hold that to the next show, because, you know, I got the beatbox on, you know what I'm saying? I got... Hey, right then, y'all. We'll be right back. Church on the Block. Real talk about hip hop, the church and street. Channel 140.
Feel my pain, it's so deep. They're making it hard to sleep. You see God, it's crazy in these streets.
Yo, welcome back to Church on the Block. Real talk about hip hop, the church, and the streets, man. Channel 140, Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM. We are here with some great leaders, great friends, great artists, man. We've been breaking down their perspective, the lens cap of artists, from an artist lens cap, about the church and about the streets. And now, man, we're about to hear their music. We talk about hip hop. So, Daryl, give us the intro of this song, man, the song you're about to drop on us.
So the song is about going out into the streets and how we should go out into the streets and preach the gospel, make disciples. The verse that the song is about is Matthew 28:19, where Jesus is talking to his disciples and he's like, hey, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? So he's telling his disciples to go and make disciples.
Yeah.
He's telling his disciples to go and baptize people. And so, yeah, man. And so the song essentially is just telling believers to do that. It's an encouraging song. It's a reminder to the body to do that, to go out and be fishers of men.
Bet.
Get it started. Let's just get it started. If I walk up in your party, then the spirit come regardless. Yeah, you better move. He said, you better move, because when I get to going, I'm going to act a fool. I said it. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's hot, man.
I am.
So when you look at that song and that verse, man, just real quick, what was going on when you thought through that? Like, Was it about the church ain't hitting the block? The church is not inspired to be making disciples? Was there something that caused that to be that way? Or maybe the church where you were serving was, and you was trying to, you know, prompt more of it. I don't know. Just real quick.
You know what? Yeah, man. Yeah, real quick. It's actually all of that. Yeah, it was all of that. It's, there's like so many brothers that I encounter on the street because I go out in the street and I preach a lot. Yeah. And we do discipleship. I do a lot of discipleship with the youth. And it was just, so it's kind of all of that. Yeah. Seeing brothers in the street that are believers, that's like, man, how can I start preaching in the street? How can I start doing discipleship? How can I start doing that? And it's like, let me show you. Right. And then also as an encouragement to the body, as an encouragement, especially for the youth, they're like, man, I want to go and do this too. And it's like, man, let's go do it.
Dope.
So go, like Jesus said to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do it. Just go. Man, I love that. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Yeah, hot, wasn't cheesy, wasn't, but it was real. It was real, man. It's prompting the church to be in the streets. Three, what are we about to drop? What are we about to listen to?
This is my new single off the upcoming album called I Don't Care. It's the single featuring Mouthpiece. I Don't Care.
Man.
Like, that's, yeah. That's just the space I'm in right now. Like, I don't care. It's amazing how Christian they seem if we ain't the same. If he ain't the main thing, we ain't the same team. You don't know the cost, he paid the price. He did it like a boss, he gave his life. They pinned him to the cross, they gave him stripes, they graved his life. 3 days was taking flight. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So when you think about that and the, and you, and even what you talk about, like the space that you are in right now, right? About not caring. Break that down.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so many people are, you know, just in your ear or in our ear, like, hey, yo, you need to do this type of music. I don't care. Hey, bro, why you not going to this conference? I don't care. Bro, like, why you rapping about God? You ain't gonna make no money. I don't care, bro. Like, none of that matters. I'm just in that I don't care space. And like, I'm a rep God. No matter what you're trying to do, I ain't knocking what you're doing. Like, I'm not caring about what you're doing in that way where I'm trying to get you off of it. So I don't care to really listen to those voices that saying, do this, don't do that. You should be doing this. But then also it's like, I'm not bending my knee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not surrendering to those voices at all. And here's why you should consider what I do care about. You know what I'm saying? Cause at one day I say in there, like, I know that I cannot make you believe, but this ain't no make believe. Soon you go take a knee, break a knee. You know what I'm saying? And so it's real. Like, either you go willingly bend your knee,
yeah,
or that knee gonna get broken for you. You know what I'm saying? And so
And as you say that, and the whole thing, I don't care, like, what you really care about is what's the main thing. So all these other things don't make these other things the main thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, I don't care about that. What I care about is the substance of what it is that we are about. And too many times it's been a distraction because those things have seemed to be what folks thought the main thing was about, you know? And that part begins to be diluting the faith, diluting the gospel, you know, dilute if you know, if the gift or the preaching or the pastor or his or her role becomes that thing, right? Then the gospel is flipped upside down. It's messed up because or people are making it to be that, right? Then I don't care. What I care about is this. So, see, that's clever. That's clever, man. That whole thing. Both of y'all, man, with the clever insights with that piece, right? Even and the bars y'all just spit right here, complimenting the song you have, man. Just thinking through the culture you're speaking to, the passion of Christ, the Word of God, all that to me forces us to, if we're aware of it. And the gift that God has us in that space to be relevant, to always be relevant in that space, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it, you know, it takes work to do that. It takes work to take a text and really break it down to be relevant as the generation and each culture is changing, you know, on a regular basis, you know.
Indeed.
Yeah. Tony Evans talked about having a senior citizen in front of you, a married couple, a single mom, a single dad, a teenager, and then try to take this text out of Thessalonians and make it make sense. make the scriptures as simple as a fifth grader can understand it, then maybe you really grapple with it enough to make it that plain, right?
Considering the audience.
Yeah. Where do y'all see, like, even where do y'all see Christian hip hop going? Like, in your own experience as artists, performing, hearing, listening, seeing patterns and certain consistencies or inconsistencies, just, you know, we're not going, you know, try putting away on blast, but just a culture in and of itself. Where do you see it going?
You know, that's a great question.
Yeah.
You go ahead, brother. Three.
Yeah, man, I think it's hard to say where it's going, like, in my opinion, because the mission isn't clear for everyone that's doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we're all over the place. Like, you have artists that are committed to just the fact that, hey, yo, this is a vehicle, and if the Lord put his hands on it, I'm with that. And then you have people that's pushing for the notoriety, pure-hearted, but just want to get that to the highest point, the pinnacle of the industry, so that God can be made known in that space. And then you got those that's just here because they didn't, you know, as Mouthpiece said, because you couldn't compete with Ross. So you came to Christian hip hop because you couldn't really make it. You know what I'm saying? And so I think if we're not careful to make Christian the capital of the hip hop, Christian hip hop, capital C, lowercase HH, if we don't do that,
yeah,
then if we're not careful, man, the Lord will take his hands off of it. He don't need this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't need us to rap to get this word out. He don't need us to hit stages to make his name known. Like, he's the most famous person in this, you know what I'm saying, world. We're reading and teaching the most, the highest, the book that sold the most copies ever. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't something that's needed. My hope is that the people that's doing the Christian hip hop, like, that our hearts is really aligned with the Lord, that we want to serve him for the sake of winning souls to Christ and seeing him when he returns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, living with him for an eternity. And so if Christian hip hop goes wherever it goes, my hope is that the artists are grounded and prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. And to me, that's where you need maybe someone, some community of folks gathering that are outside of an artist who can pastor, shepherd artists in that space that way, for real. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, Jay?
I feel like, you know, we talked about this a little bit when we was talking at the fire the other night. You know, this idea of needing community is really the biggest need for those of us in the faith that's going to be rapping about the Lord. Like, how could we do that without community? You know what I mean? There's an inherent part of hip hop that we all have to fight against, because it's just part of being a part of the culture. And then there's this need to lift yourself up, this boastfulness, this arrogance, pridefulness that comes with being a part of hip hop culture, right? Because it comes from a space of feeling marginalized and pushed out and not noticed. You know what I mean? And so anybody that's a part of this culture has that pridefulness in them, and it needs to be rooted out continually, because it's a part of who we are. And you need community for that. You need crews for that. And that's what I was saying, man. Like, you know, the fact that you don't see crews anymore, right? Like, you don't even see people rolling in the crew no more. It's just individual rapper doing their thing and then moving over. Or at the best, you're on a record label or something like that, and you got other label mates, right? Like, stuff like that, man. I'm hoping that we'll get back to, you know, what we see in scripture. You know, Jesus rolled in a pack. You know what I mean? Like, you know, 12 dudes together everywhere they go. You know what I mean? You know, Paul, when he's doing this missionary journey, he got people with him, right? Like, it's always, you know, so I hope that we can get back to that. And I think that will lead to what you were just talking about, Three, like this need for having people to hold us accountable, to walk with us, to make sure that we don't grab the mic too soon, and that somebody's always here to check us when, you know, the easiest spirit, I think, that comes out of us as hip-hoppers. I know I just confess myself, man, like I'm an MC, and when I hear another MC that's cold, I don't be like, oh, well, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? No, the MC in me be like, yo, I'm lost. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a hip-hopper. You know what I'm saying? That's not the Lord. You know? Like, I want to be helpful, you know? So, it's just the way it is. And I think we need each other to remind ourselves of that. And so I hope we'll get back to that and see some of that happening again. I think in all hip hop, I just miss Cruz. I just miss Cruz.
Yeah, man.
It's definitely.
Yeah, you got me sad over here just thinking about that, you know, because as y'all know, like I was with infantry. Infantry is no more, right? But when we work together, like as a crew, like you just know, like, man, my brother's with me. You know what I'm saying? We meeting up, we getting in the scriptures together, we praying for each other, we holding each other accountable. And then came the music, you know what I'm saying? So just having that camaraderie was dope, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely know that feeling. And I think that's needed. That's needed.
But we need music, man. We need music that says that. Music, me, the reality of real grown folk hip hop that's able to lift people up, have folks have a self check in a way where it's not super churchy and condemning and condemnation and all that kind of stuff, man. I think the gifts of hip hop and the body of Christ can really do, man. So, man, we thank y'all, man. Where can people find y'all, man? Where can people hunt y'all down?
IG, Facebook, Twitter, 77THRE. 77THRE. Give me a follow, man. All my pages got snatched, you know what I'm saying? So I have to start over, but I think the Lord was humbling me in doing that, you know what I'm saying? So now I really don't care about the numbers or anything. Like, for real, it's like, yeah. So, man, the Lord is good. But yeah, 773 on everything. 3-1.
He got snatched. He got snatched up by 312. All right, Daryl.
Now I got beat by 312. Where you at, fam?
Hey.
Oh, you can find me, man, on your 672.
Where can they reach you at?
All right. Daryl from Chicago. And so it's DarylFromChicago. That's on Facebook, Instagram. It's on whatever you use, TikTok. It's all Daryl from Chicago.
Bet. Let me drop these bars on y'all real quick, man. 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified version, which I really like at time, says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you with deepest affection and watches over you carefully. Man, there was a group of people about to walk Kilimanjaro Mountain in Kenya. I think it's in Kenya. And a guide said, hey, you're going to walk this mountain. Do not carry anything else other than what you need. 2 bottles of water, whatever. This one young dude came, man. This dude had a block of cheese. He had 2 bottles of wine. He had lenses for camera. He had a blanket. He had some other trinkets and other things like that. He's young. He's hearing the guy. He takes off walking up this mountain. Wasn't even paying attention. They up in the mountain about a mile. They start seeing, there's some cheese. There's a bottle of wine. They keep going up a little bit more. Oh, there's another bottle of wine. Oh, there's some glasses he's going to use to drink the wine. Then by the time they got to the top of the mountain, he was just there. Nothing else. Just at the top of the mountain, right? You can't carry it all with you. the God says that the stuff you're anxious about, the stuff that you're holding on to with the grip, let that go. Trust in me. Let the worries and the concerns that are drowning out your faith be given over to me. And one trigger to do that, scripture says, is rejoice. And I say again, rejoice. When that stuff is coming, praise God. It is the most ridiculous thing in our human existence to praise and sing when we're going through stuff. But God said, that's the button that says, you ain't in control. Cast all your cares upon him, for he is wildly crazy to care for you. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself having to be forced to take that stuff off of you because you can't make it to where God would have you to be. Yo, this is Pastor Phil, man. Hold it down. Be with us next week. We got some more stuff coming, man. Some more conversation with great artists, man. We got some other things we're about to let you know, but only on the gram. Check us out. Church on the Block. DJ Ruckus, we'll see you one day in the Lord. Pastor Jay, thank you.
We out, y'all. We out. Thank you for listening to Church on the Block. Real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets. Back here next week, same time, same channel. Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM, channel 154. Come with us. Tell them it's crazy in these streets. Tell them it's crazy in these streets. If you see God and you happen to see...